Hey everyone, this is Damien and I am joining you from VS Live 360 in sunny Orlando, much nicer weather than in Toronto at the moment.
Oh yeah.
I'm joined by Brian Clark, who's fellow cloud developer advocate and web guy and JavaScript guy and security and all sorts of stuff, right?
Yeah, I dabble a little.
You dabble. Nice. So you were showing me, this is really cool, you were showing me a Node and Angular app being deployed using Docker containers to Azure, right? Using VSTS?
Yes.
All of those things.
Using Azure App Service on Linux.
Azure App Service on Linux.
Yes.
Awesome. So we're using Linux, Node, you're on a Mac, obviously.
Working at Microsoft.
Working at Microsoft, going through VSTS to Azure. So any language, any platform is really the thing here.
It is a great time to be a developer.
It is. So show me, if we need to make a change to this app, what do we do? Where do we start?
Well, let's take a look at here is the source code, but if we go over to where it is deployed right now at secureheroes.com, we messed up the title. It's supposed to say VS Live 360, and we don't need this test text, right?
Yeah.
So we want to change that. So let's make that change in our source code. Mm-hmm. So we'll say VS Live, give that a little capital, and get rid of the test. And we save that.
Yep.
So now we have a pending change to be made. I'm in a branch right now. My branch is VS Live 360.
Okay.
And it sees that I have some pending changes I want to make. So we'll add this. We'll stage it for changes. Fix the title in our comment. Commit that. And then we want to push it to our branch.
And this is in GitHub as well, right? It's not VSTS. It's not TFS or anything like
right,
that.
Right. I'm pushing to GitHub. We're working out in open source world, all the code's out there, and that's my main workflow. I'm using that, working with John Papa and some other people to help build this Angular and Node app that we have here.
Okay.
So we just push that to a branch on GitHub. So we fix the title, we create a pull request.
Yep, cool.
This is fantastic, it's working. Somebody reviews it, says it's good to go, it's just a quick title change, so I'm gonna say it's all right, right? You good with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It looks amazing to me.
Okay, cool.
That's all the Node I know, is changing the title.
Oh, really?
No, not
really. All right, so that gets merged. And what that's going to do, it's going to trigger a build in VSTS for us. So we'll check out the builds in VSTS.
Mm-hmm. I see you've done this before.
I might have. And it's in progress, build number 210. Now, this is going to go through and build the Docker container that we want. It's going to push it to Azure Container Registry, which hosts the container for us.
Yep.
And then there's a webhook that we set up through our, there's a webhook we set up on Azure App Service for Linux to look at the Azure Container Registry.
Uh-huh.
And when it sees that there's a new container instance in there, it's going to pull it and load it into our instance of App Service on Linux.
Right. So as long as it builds, ends up with a container that you can use, it'll push that to the registry and then automatically get deployed to Azure App Service on Linux.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I like working in production all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
I should point out as well, like, this is a great way of getting a build to automatically run through some tests and all that sort of stuff that you want to do, end up with an image up in a registry that you can test out and work out whether it's right. But you probably don't want to go directly to production, right?
Why? Live on the wild side. Come on.
Well, I'm saying don't go directly.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah, it's going through, and what's nice I like about VSTS is I can follow along and see what's going on. The logs help me, because there's been times, as you can see, there's some red builds that happen, and I can see what I might have changed that messed things up. Maybe some tests weren't passing. It's super helpful in that respect.
Yeah, so we were looking at this before. This is the hosted Linux build agent too, isn't it? So
yes, you want to take a look at that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? So you can see, yeah, even there, the queue name.
Whoops.
Nope, that's all right.
There we go.
So this is, the default queue is the hosted Linux preview.
Okay, what does that mean?
So that is a build agent that runs your build, and you saw the logs popping out from that as well.
Right,
but it doesn't have to, like, it doesn't require you to build your own infrastructure. Like, you don't need a Linux machine to actually run that on. When you queue a build, a brand new one will get spun up for you in Azure by VSTS, and pull down your code, do all your compilation, do all that kind of work, and then when it's finished, it tears the thing down again.
See, I didn't even realize I was using that. Yeah. I just chose the default.
That's, yeah. Which is awesome. I mean, the fact that there's a hosted Linux one provided by Microsoft is a bit of a new Microsoft, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what you could do instead, if you wanted to use your own infrastructure, is you could have your own Linux machine or even a Docker container that has a build agent in it, and it will do that compilation and stuff for you on your own infrastructure if you wanted to.
That would like increase the performance of how the build is running, maybe?
Yeah, things could be cached. They could, I mean, you could throw hardware at it. That's not a problem if you're cloud privileged, like Jesse Frizzell has coined that term. We're quite cloud privileged. We can just spin stuff up and not worry about how to pay for it.
Well, I learned something new today.
Okay. So that's succeeded now, so I'll stop talking.
Okay, so that's done. Now, if we go over to the Azure portal,
yeah,
we can, let's take a look at the my dashboard first. So I'm looking in here. This is my instance of Azure App Service on Linux, mm-hmm, called Papa Ignite Angular. In here, there's a webhook that we want to look at that we can see ran. I'm going to search for that really. Oh, it's under Docker?
Oh, no, the webhook, you're right. The webhook was somewhere else.
Right, the webhook I wanted to bring up to show.
Why am I trying to drive? I don't know what's happening.
I think it's under John's name. Papa Ignite Angular, there we go. Container Registry webhook. And what that's doing is it's listening for changes in the Azure Container Registry I've configured that all up. There's some documentation that can really help out in getting that set up properly.
Put a link down below.
Yes. And so it's listening to that, and then we can see that it recently recognized there was a push to the registry. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, it's like, okay, I'm going to take that instance and load it up into this Azure App Service.
Right.
Okay. And then
the change we just made then?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And we should see when we go back over to the website the change in the title. So it still says Live 360 test, but if I refresh, there we go. We got the new title.
That's very cool. But all you did really from a practical point of view was modify the code and commit it and then run through your pull request process to make sure that, you know.
Right, yeah. And that's the typical workflow I'm used to using on a team is we're leveraging GitHub to kind of be that gate for what's going to get merged into. In this case, we're saying it's like a develop or latest kind of environment that we're working within to see what's going on.
Sure. So once you've merged that pull request, if you wanted to merge that pull request back into master, we did that, right?
Right.
Back into develop branch. But if you wanted to merge that into master, you could have a separate build definition, a separate CD pipeline, continuous delivery pipeline to go to different instances. But the same kind of process happens. It can be a webhook that ties into that container registry.
Exactly.
The registry. I pulls the image out. Yeah.
That's cool stuff, right?
Very good. Awesome. I'll have to play with that. We'll put some links down the bottom so you can set this stuff up for yourself. But thanks so much for showing us this.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And I'll see you next time.